hello. Welcome to Healthy Perspectives, a podcast that takes on current cultural and social issues through a clinical lens. Hello, hello. All right, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. I again appreciate your patience. My schedule has gotten pretty hectic lately, and I know I have been a little more erratic in my ability to get here and be part of what's going on here in the world by sharing my podcast. With that in mind, I'm going to just move right into the work that we got for you today. All right. I think I got a good one for you. I want to talk about taking responsibility. Yep. We have this epidemic of mass epidemic, this huge epidemic that is victimhood. Not taking responsibility, delaying or deferring or deflecting responsibility. Now, you all know this. So for those of you who have been with me for a long time, this isn't new, but I'm doing some things different today. For those of you who are watching on Rumble, YouTube, and the video platforms, you're going to get to see some things. But there is some strong evidence that this epidemic, which is going to cost us massive amounts of lives, I'm not talking about 1, 2, 10, 10,000. 10 million lives are going to probably be lost because more often than not, we suck at taking responsibility for our actions. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm going to show you a single life lost and what happened. And then I'm going to show you other examples of things that are going to cost lives. Because why? Because some of y'all don't want to take responsibility. All right. So let's start with the very first one. I've got a super short, but very, very important video that I'm going to show you. And you should be able to hear this. You should be able to see this if you are watching on Rumble or YouTube. What I'm going to do is I'm going to hit this play button. I want you to hear about the first 20 seconds or thereabouts.
She's accused of killing her boyfriend by stabbing him 108 times. And now there is fury over the fact that she has been spared jail time after the judge ruled she was not in control because she'd been smoking pot. The victim's father says everyone who smokes marijuana in California has been given the license to kill. Jim Murray has our report, and we...
Folks, what did you hear? Let me just be real with me. What do you think you just heard? You just heard. Look, this is as simple as it gets. Let's say I accidentally stabbed somebody 108 times. Okay. Well, first of all, that creates some question marks, right? I am a mental health professional. Accidentally stabbing somebody 108 times because of weed or marijuana psychosis. Absurd. I can't believe they got an expert to say that that was the reality. Now, if it was laced with something else, I mean, there's some other things that can make you go kind of crazy. That's true. But let's stay with the facts here. 108 stab wounds. There's no question as to what happened. She murders somebody with 108 stab wounds. And she gets no jail time. Look, if you are a reasonable person, I'm going to challenge you here. If you're a reasonable person and you accidentally stabbed somebody 108 times, please tell me your first response is, please send me to jail. Send me to prison. Give me like 50 years in prison because I have to live for the rest of my life with the knowledge that I accidentally stabbed somebody 108 times. But instead, no. What does she do? She hires an attorney, defends her position, which is the weed made me do it. For me, the weed made me do it. What the heck is going on here? If you can't see that that is a problem, I swear to you, you are blind, maybe dumb, maybe both. And I'm not a name caller. I'm just calling it as it is. If you can't see, let's take it a step further. If you're the judge, if you're the jury, and you see somebody who accidentally stabbed somebody 108 times, are you kidding me? I'm sorry. There's something called responsibility. And in a situation like that, she should just own it. Just own it. Be like, I want to pay a price. Oh, I got community service. Like, are you kidding me? You blamed it on the weed. There is something wrong with you, and you need way more help than you're going to get in a prison or a jail even. You're going to get way, you need way more help than you can get from a counselor. You need a whole conglomerate of people around you that are going to help you see that, at least in this particular situation, you kind of sucked at life. And there's a lot of growth that needs to happen before you're safe in the community. All right, we're going to go on to round two. Round two is going to be, very interesting as well. In this one, I want you to hear somebody who is, in this particular case, I'll dole it out to whoever, whenever. Because here's the thing. I'm not above any of these people. Like this lady who killed a man with 108 stab wounds. The truth is, we are all capable of doing terrible, terrible things. You are, I am. The difference is, people who have good hearts and good souls, and they really want to do right in the world, they're not going to make an excuse for it. All right, in this next one, there's somebody here who says some really terrible things that, honest to goodness, she should absolutely take responsibility for her racism. I'll prove it to you. Just hang in with me, okay? Hang in with me for a second. I'm going to share this one with you as well. For those of you watching on Rumble or YouTube, you're going to see this pop up. All right, you ready? Here we go.
For me, there is something wonderfully poetic about the fact that despite the fact that even if convicted, he's not going to go to prison, the first person to actually criminally prosecute Donald Trump is a black Harvard grad, the very kind of person that his former staff, the people who worked for him, Stephen Miller, et cetera, want to never be at Harvard Law School. But
okay, folks, tell me what you think you heard. Did you hear the racism? Please tell me you heard the racism. If some of you are going to justify this, unfortunately. And the problem with that is it's not justifiable. It's just not. Let me put it in perspective for those of you who can't do it on your own. Let's say I went on national TV and I said, isn't it great that this black man or woman is being prosecuted by this white man or woman? What would you say? Would you say, oh my gosh, Jeremiah, that is so racist? Yes, 100% you would. Why? Because it's wrong. That's not why we should be excited about these kinds of things. Look, if you have the opinion that Donald Trump is racist, okay. If you have the opinion that it's great that black people, white people, brown people can get a Harvard degree, great. I don't care. I think that's fantastic. But if you go on national TV and you say something that's racist, you should come back and own it. But you know what's going to happen, or what has happened? Double down on the racism. Don't let them see that you understand it's racism. Just be like, I don't know. I don't know. It's not racist because it's black on white. False. Take responsibility. Honest to goodness, from my vantage point, Joy Reid might be one of the most racist people I've seen on TV. And there are some racist people on TV. And they are black people, and they are white people, and they are brown people, and they are tall people, and short people, and fat people, and skinny people. And just own that you're a racist. That simple. Just own it. Just be like, I am a racist. Now, some of you are going to turn this and you're going to be like, well, Jeremiah, why don't you own that you're a racist? There's a difference. I'm going to be clear here. There's a difference between being racist and being naive at times. There's a huge difference. Sometimes people are naive. Have I been naive? Sure, I can almost guarantee there's been times when I was 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Even today, there are times where I am naive, where I think I know something, but I don't actually know it like I think I do. Yeah, in my clinical practice, in my personal life, in my religious studies, there are times where I am naive. And the reality is, 10 years from now, we should all look back and say, look how naive we were. There are probably times in my podcast, if you go back a year, 2 years, three, you know, like you look back, there are going to be times where I am sure I said some things that were naive. I'm certain of it. And if I could go back and change it, sure, I would. But I'm not going to cover it up. That's not the point. You and me need to transition. We transition by owning the uncomfortable things. The things about us that we discover that we don't like, if we own them, guess what you can do? You can change them. If you don't own them, well, then I guess you're going to blame the marijuana, or you blame it on your parents, or you're going to continue to say racist things. But you could do better. All right, I'm going to show you another. This one's interesting because we recently heard some news that Columbia University has now canceled in-person classes. Now, if this, you know, here's the thing. Columbia University, here's my message. If you could ever hear this little dude from where I live currently in Idaho. If you ever heard this guy, Columbia University, any faculty, staff, students at Columbia, you should run away from that university as fast as you can. Why? Because it sucks. It's a crappy university. If my kid said I wanted to go to Columbia, I would say no, not happening. Well, I got a full ride. I don't care. Why? Because the university does not take responsibility for their actions. They just don't. And how do I know? They cancel classes. Take a look at what is going on here.
In-person classes canceled at Columbia University in New York today because of ongoing demonstrations against the war in Gaza.
Last week, police arrested more than 100 Palestinian supporters who set up an encampment, and this comes ahead of the start of Passover, the Jewish holiday.
Fox's Alexis McAdams has the story.
Did you all see that in the background? Hey, if you need to go back and take a closer look, by all means, do it. Go back and take a closer look. You're going to see this. It's a tent city. Now, here's what probably ought to happen. Look, I'm a counselor, but I'm not a stupid guy. I'm just a counselor. Somebody sets up a tent in my front yard. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to say, you need to leave. If they say, well, I'm not going to leave, I say, you have one option. You can leave. The other option is I will make a choice for you and I will call the police. And the police would come and I'd say, they set up a tent in my yard, but I don't know them, or I don't want them here. This is my place, just like Columbia University could do. Now, you might go, but it's more difficult. It's a college campus. Some of those are students and faculty. Uh-huh. Great. So Columbia University ought to do something like this then. Show me your student or your faculty ID. Good. You can stay. Show me your student or faculty ID. Oh, you don't have one. Why don't you have one? Oh, you're not a student or faculty. You need to leave. Police, take them away. What you do is you separate it out. If they're not students, if they're not faculty, you're like, oh, but it's public domain. Is it? Is it really? I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay, well, let's say it is public property. Does it meet the criteria of a lawful protest? Because if that's the case, then we're good. Nope. It doesn't. You can't set up a tent city without a permit. Show me the permit. Oh, they can't do it. Evict them. But Columbia University says, we can't guarantee the safety of students and staff. So we're going to make the students and the staff suffer because of an illegal protest that's going on, regardless of what they're talking about. Take responsibility. Take responsibility. Okay. All right. This next one is really interesting to me because I recently had this interaction. I'm going to share with you the interaction first. Some guy named Jack Hopkins, apparently he's a pretty well-known influencer. Not a bright man, in my opinion. But hey, you know, it takes all kinds. So I'm not going to sit here and judge the guy on, you know, his IQ necessarily. What I am going to say though, is he asserts a lot of things that are false. And, he does, you know, he then goes to the traditional model of get louder, get more annoying, name call, and then silence. That's his model. Okay. So here's his quote. The idea that we have the United States Secret Service protecting a man who has said he would arrest and jail political foes. Start with that. He is talking about one man, Donald Trump, because he's infatuated with him, like he's got a man crush on him or something. Then he goes on to say, and would like to execute people like General Mark Milley and journalists. It's nauseating. Okay, so what he is suggesting is that the Secret Service should stop protecting Donald Trump. Now, here's the problem. This assertion is false. Let's start with the jail political foes. Have we not heard from both major political parties, Democrats and Republicans? Because remember, I'm not a political podcast. I'm a counselor. Have we not heard them both saying, jail Donald Trump, jail this person, jail this person? Like, of course we have. Is it rhetoric? Is it demagoguery? Yes. Is it right? No, probably shouldn't be done. Are they doing it to manipulate your emotions? Yes, they are. And if it's good for one, it should be, in a lawful place at least, good for the other. So if he says jail your political foes, then wouldn't he then say go after Joe Biden as well? Because he is ultimately responsible for what's going on with Donald Trump and him being prosecuted. Some of you are going to be like, 91 prosecutions. And you know, that can't be a coincidence. True. And you're going to say that, well, and he did all of these things. That hasn't been proven out yet. Not yet. And not only that, where it has been quote unquote proven out, the one case that has been quote unquote proven out in all reality was thievery. Look at it. Who was harmed? The banks? No. The taxpayers? No. Because everybody, look, he paid off the debts. The bank wasn't harmed. He took out a loan. When that happens, who wins? The state, the federal government. When loans are taken and paid, there's taxes involved with all kinds of stuff. Like, we get taxed everywhere, folks. So there was a lot of winners when the loan was taken and paid. But I digress. Let's get back onto this assertion that he made. The second part is execute General Milley. Now, some of you need hard evidence. I get it. I totally get it. Here is another example of why somebody like that, who is naive and foolish, would post something like that I would then see, because he's probably reading junk like I'm about to show you. There is this article back at the time that this was going on. And for those of you following along, you're going to get to see this. I'm going to go ahead and talk through it, though. It says, it's saying here, in True Social Post last week, there was Donald Trump said the Americans should celebrate Milley's impending retirement as chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff. He then said that the general would have been executed for treason in times gone by due to reports that Milley called his Chinese counterpart in 2020. Well, let's take a closer look at what exactly was said. Last Friday, Trump, this is Politico, not even, so the first one was saying, he said he was going to be, he would be executed. Last Friday, Trump laid into Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley on Truth Social, saying that the general turned out to be a woke train wreck who, if the fake news reporting is correct, was actually dealing with China to give them a heads up on the thinking of the president of the United States. Goes on. Trump was referring to a phone call Milley took after January 6 riots to reassure Chinese officials that the United States was under threat of an attack. Several top Trump appointees were aware of his calls, Milley told Congress later. This is Trump's quote now. This is an act so egregious, gosh, I apologize, egregious, that in times gone by, the punishment would have been death. Okay, so he's saying that General Milley is a traitor. And historically, that's accurate. Is he saying that he should be executed? It's not in his words. It's a manipulation. But it's a manipulation for what? Demagoguery, folks. And here's the thing. The guy on Twitter, Jack Hopkins, the news that shared all of this incorrectly, the emphasis on execution versus death, you're like, oh, this is semantic. No, it's not. It's not, folks. This is people not taking responsibility for their actions, their words, what they see, what they do, what they're around, their environment. This lack of responsibility is going to get people killed. And when they do, they're of course going to say, it was the weed. The weed made me do it. Which of course won't be true. But that's okay. Because, you know, in our world right now, we're not interested in the truth. We're interested in getting away with whatever we want, doing whatever we want, whenever we want. We are growing so selfish, we cannot take responsibility and do the growth. And unfortunately, that's where we are. I want you to do better. I'm a counselor. When we have uncomfortable realities and we own them, we have an opportunity to grow. When we don't, we stay stuck. And when we are stuck, it's when evil can get in. Things like racism, exaggerations, minimizations, lies, secrets, deceptions. These are the tools of evil. And when you open your eyes and you look at yourself first, they become pretty clear, folks. I appreciate you following me, liking me on these different platforms. Please share this with friends. I hope you have a wonderful day. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate our audience a lot, so we give you some simple ways to track us down. Please like, subscribe, and follow all the podcasts on different platforms, but you can also email us at healthyperspectives@protonmail.com, or you can check out our website at healthy-perspectives.com/podcast. It's a backward slash. So if you want to go to our landing page, if you go to healthy-perspectives.com, you'll still find us. You just got to click on the podcast button. Thank you so much.